USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy continues to create jobs as ADP and Moody's Analytics have just released a report showing that it added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than the 218,000 private payroll jobs that were created in September. Most of these gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 jobs, construction and manufacturing each adding about 17,000. In Boston,
I'm just up here for the day, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
That Red Sox fan is referring to is the big parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series championship. That parade is going to step off in just about an hour. The Boston police are urging fans who are crowding the roads already to act responsibly. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Loud protests by Muslims in the streets of Islamabad, Pakistan. That after Pakistan's Supreme Court today overturns a Christian woman's conviction for blasphemy against Islam, the mother of four had been on death row for 8 years and became the first woman sentenced to death by hanging under Pakistan's harsh blasphemy laws. But again, her conviction was overturned today by Pakistan's highest court. More details coming out about a plan to smear Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who's heading up the Russia investigation. His office is asking the FBI to investigate the possible smear after a woman reportedly told several reporters earlier this month she was offered money to make unfounded sexual misconduct claims against Mueller. Harley Davidson's recalling over 178,000 2017 and 2018 model year motorcycles because of a dangerous clutch problem. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A prompt ceasefire in Yemen and the beginning of peace negotiations are being called for by U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mattis saying he wants to see an end to airstrikes by the coalition supported by Saudi Arabia. Pompeo says talks led by the United Nations to help end a three-year war there should start again next month. Various reports say that Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger, who was found dead in a West Virginia prison cell yesterday, was murdered. Prison workers say two fellow inmates killed the former mob boss right after he had been transferred to USP Hazleton, a high-security prison. The 89-year-old mobster was convicted in connection with at least 11 murders when he was running a mob in Boston. President Trump says he'll sign an executive order to end birthright citizenship in America, but can he actually do that? Even a fellow Republican doesn't think so. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says that the Constitution is pretty clear that the 14th Amendment rights can't be undone by an executive order.
You obviously cannot do that. You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. We didn't like it when Obama tried changing immigration laws via executive action, and obviously as conservatives, we believe in the Constitution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.